Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I am so excited to bring you today's show. Okay, so I'm excited to bring you every show, but I'm especially excited about today's show. For those folks that are listening in for the first time, I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, the founder of Nothing But Good News Media, and I'm also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your, yes, your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered. I personally, Candy G, am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. So excited. You know, before we get to today's guest, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun, I promise you that. I promise. I want to share with you today's G-Note. And what a G-Note is, if you don't know, it's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. A little note of motivation, inspiration, something to get your day going. Say, hey, I want to focus on the good stuff, maybe not the not so good stuff. And so today's G-Note simply reads, dear friend, the value of a smile is priceless, yet is the cheapest, easiest, most rewarding, and most sincere gift to anyone that crosses your path. Hey, that's from me, Candy G. And you know, I talk about the value of a smile. I've been doing a lot of folks know I do a lot of corporate work, and I've been doing a lot of customer service things lately with some of the folks that I'm working with. And really understanding the value of this thing called a smile is so priceless. A smile, a hug. Ah, it's all amazing. But let's not wait too long for today's guest. Our guest is a spiritual practitioner and the owner of the Crystal Garden, a spiritual center and a gift shop, and for more than 20 years has led workshops and classes around the country. In her own book, Chakra Awakening, Transform Your Reality Using Crystals, Color, Aromatherapy, and the Power of Positive Thought. Wow, all those amazing things together. And her new ebook, All About Smudging, her audio CDs, guided meditations, and more, distributed nationally, along with her Oracle Deck Angel Gemstone Oracle Cards. She's the president of the Coalition of Visionary Resources, the International Trade Association supporting successful businesses and the visionary industry. Oh, right up our alley. We want to welcome Margaret Ann Lembo to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy. It's so wonderful to be on your show with you, and I'm all about good news.
You know, and I know that, Margaret Ann, and honestly, I know you're in a different location from the studio, but I kind of feel like, wow, if you were here, because you have such great girlfriend, let's get it done energy. I love that about you. I know that. And you're here. You are really here to share with the listening audience about transforming your reality. Is it possible to design your own reality? Is it possible to live each day with prosperity, joy, complete health? And what your reality is today is the product of yesterday's creation, thoughts, emotions, actions. You are continually molding and sculpting your life. Oh, we have so much to talk about. Where shall we start? Let's learn a little bit about Margaret Ann. Who do I have on the show, really?
Well, you have a spiritual entrepreneur or a visionary entrepreneur. I feel that that's the way I look at myself these days, because I keep getting more and more ideas for products, and then they come right through me and we make it so. And I have a wonderful ability to call people to action, to enjoy their work with passion and love, mostly love, and sending out good energy with every product that we create, with every customer that we assist, with every workshop that we provide, it's all about making the world a better place and helping people step into a much more positive reality, finding their own truth and their own empowerment.
And, you know, I know all of this is true, but for folks listening and a lot of folks that are saying, yeah, okay, this sounds all great and good, but where do we start? Margaret Ann, where do we go with folks? Where do we start with this information? But and understand something. You know, Nothing But Good News Radio, and here's what I love. I love WZAB, the Biz Network. I love these folks. It's a great network. They reach so many folks. A lot of their programming is all business. And so for a lot of folks, they're listening to all this, that kind of, you know, the regular listener that's driving and they're clicking over and, oh, yeah, they've got us on the radio and they're not seeking us and they're not looking for us. And they're going, what am I listening to here? I know, and I love it. Honestly, I have to tell you, I love it in a big way because I love sharing information with folks that have never touched this stuff before. Where do we start?
Well, I think we start with a little bit about my background so people know my come from place. You know, I majored in business and mortgage lending in college. That was my major. And I went right into the mortgage banking industry, and I was involved in mortgage banking for over 12 years with who is now known as Bank of America. At the time, it was not. We were in the process then of gobbling up banks. And at the time, I was the head of the mortgage lending division in all aspects, from originations to selling mortgage-backed securities on Wall Street. And so I come from a very grounded perspective. I was born and raised in Catholicism, and I didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but what I did do is amplify and use my tools of business, of faith, of my spiritual connection with all that is, and used some metaphysical principles in my work and created a new, what people call a new age metaphysical store. I like to look at it as an enlightenment center or a place for people to become empowered and feel good about themselves and remember what's magnificent about themselves.
And you know that I know what you're talking about and what you're about. But there are some folks out there that might go, oh, this is that woo-woo stuff. You know what I mean? It's woo-woo, Margaret, okay?
Yeah. So. And I understand that. It's woo-woo unless you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, basically, it's really just about using some tools for positive thought. So it's no different than having a conversation about the power of intention and the power of positive thought. What I do.
Oh, wait. Margaret Ann, we have so much to talk about, but that music means it's our first commercial break. So we're going to head. Yeah, hold that thought. Remember it. Don't forget it. And we're going to be right back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Stick with us because we've got a power hour. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Thank you. South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to Margaret Ann, and she has so much great stuff to share with us, you know, I want to let you know that it's my mission, it truly is to help others create their vision. I feel that the true path to having the life that you want begins with having a strong, clear vision, a picture image of what you want for your future. I've brought my expertise to hundreds in an affordable new coaching and membership program. It's called I Vision My Life. With coaching calls, guest speakers, and a community forum, people all over the world are enhancing their life and living the lives that they dream. Visit ivisionmylife.com for more details. It has been called Social Networking for Visionaries. Currently, just so you know, we're experiencing a little teeny bit of difficulty with the registration process. So give us a day or two, but it's ivisionmylife.com or email me, candyg@candyg.com, and I'll make sure that you get into the queue when the time comes, because we've got amazing things at ivisionmylife.com. It's a whole community, a place for you to check into every single day that I'm so proud of. You know, Margaret Ann, you know, we were talking about you, your background, and some things that you have to bring. Let's go ahead and go back to that.
Well, yeah, I think we left off at the point where I was sharing that it's really no different than utilizing tools that everybody is using, different tools. So why not use the tools of color and gemstones for creating reality, and the way that I, and scent, and using aromatherapy. And the way I have liked to apply it is not that the crystal or the gemstone, the diamond, the sapphire, that's not what's creating the reality. It's the reminder of looking at that piece of jewelry on your finger, or playing with that particular bracelet on your wrist, or looking down at your clothes and seeing your red power suit on, and utilizing that vibration to help you move forward into being phenomenal.
So how do we help folks understand what to do with that? Like, I hear you loud and clear. Honestly, I'm listening to you, and while you're talking, I'm shaking my head. I'm going, yeah, this is great. This is awesome. This is really, really, really good stuff. So what do we tell folks to do?
Well, first of all, the basic principles, some people might be wondering, what the heck is a chakra? You know, the title of my book is Chakra Awakening, you know.
Right.
And so what is a chakra? So chakras are simply energy centers. It's ancient information. This is nothing new. It's based on ancient Eastern philosophies that have to do with the meridians and energy centers of our body. And so on a mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional level, these energy centers hold vibration, just like we hold vibration when we think of a thought or have an emotion. They're just a place where they're stored, so to speak, for to make it really oversimplified. And so each energy center, we'll call them energy centers, have a different thing. So, for example, red. I mentioned a red power suit. Well, red is about being powerful. And then red is also the color of the base of the spine, or the red energy center, the red chakra. And the root chakra is all about having enough money, having enough energy and vitality to live life to the fullest, to have passion for life and passion for living, to take action and move forward. So if someone's lethargic or procrastinating, red would be a good color to be wearing or using, or to wear their garnet jewelry that day, or connect with even black stones, because black and red are both energies that have to do with helping you ground yourself and stay focused on your goal at hand.
And so there's power in all of these things. You know, Margaret Ann, I have folks that that constantly are talking to me on Facebook and through my email while we're on the air. And just so you know, one of my guests has asked me to repeat your name. And just so you know, it's Margaret Ann Lembo. And that's L-E-M-B-O. And if you're looking at your computer while we're on the air, it's margaretannlembo.com, and that's Ann with two E's. two N's and no E, Margaret Ann Lembo, and also it's crystalgarden.com. We'll talk a little bit about the Crystal Garden, just so folks that are listening do know who we do have on the air. And I think it's important to know that those colors, those things we associate with, everything has energy and everything holds power. And what is it that we can do to tap into that? What do you think are some of the most important things beyond just being powerful? What are some of those colors? What are some of those gemstones that have made a difference for folks? Because I could think one thing right off the bat might be something that's very calming.
So something that's very calming would be associated with the color blue. So either pastel blue, which just so you know is associated with the throat chakra and good communication and ease in communication, that's both listening and speaking, and stones like aquamarine, turquoise, amazonite, angelite, there's so many. And then dark blues, calming as well, and also help to bring grounding and a meditative or contemplative kind of an energy. Sapphires, blue sapphire specifically, sodalite or lapis lazuli, even amethyst, a deep purple, is very calming and peaceful. So for when we're taking those power breaks in between maybe a very busy day, contemplating a dark blue or a dark purple color, even in your imagination, can help with getting you grounded and focused and to quiet your thoughts for a moment. There's much to be said about that meditative or contemplative state of consciousness.
You know, one of the stones I personally have always been drawn to, and you mentioned it, is aquamarine. I've been very drawn to that. I have a beautiful aquamarine ring that I'll wear from time to time. And I'm very, very, very drawn to that particular stone. What would you say about that? If folks are listening going, I have certain things I'm drawn to.
Yes. Aquamarine is a stone that is definitely helpful and beneficial for those who are seafaring, people who like to go on ships or boats or things on the ocean. But aquamarine in general has to do with expressing oneself. And you know, Candy, you are all about expressing yourself. I mean, up one side and down the other, whether it's a magazine or on the air or on the web, you're there about communication. So it makes total sense that you want to be able to speak your truth, know your truth, and live it, and also be heard with grace. And that's what... Right? I mean, that's what you're about. You want people
to... No, thank you for that. No, you touched my heart. And, you know, Margaret Ann, such a big way, you touched my heart because I'm like, hello, thank you. Thank you for seeing me. I want to say thank you for seeing me because truly that's the piece that I'm about. And I do want to do those things. I want to express truth in the way that I've discovered it. And I want to share it in a way and also share other folks and create avenues for other folks to share their truth. So, wow, it's exciting for me to hear you say that. I'm like, wow, I feel like, I don't know. That's like amazing. But I do get that piece. Now, there's so much for us to talk about. And I know an hour is not going to be enough, but I'm going to do the best I can do. I'll talk really fast. No. You know, Margaret Ann, I do. I love your energy. You are one of those folks I love to be around. I mean, recently we had some, FaceTime, face-to-face, and I walked away going, wow, what a remarkable, delightful, enlightened, spiritual, aware, playful spirit of God. And I really am very delighted, really, honestly. So just so you know. That's me, you know. I get mushy. I'll stop now. Tell us about your book.
Okay. Well, Chakra Awakening is about transforming your reality, and it provides tools to understand yourself more fully, more completely through tools like self-observation. You know, so often when we observe ourselves, maybe we're not observing ourselves. We're maybe looking at ourselves with judgment. What I try to help people understand or utilize is the tool of self-observation, so that way, with the awareness of what kind of thoughts are going on in one's consciousness, once you're aware of them, then you can shift them into a more positive reality. If you don't even know that a certain program is running in your consciousness underneath, just like on a computer, then you can't change that. You can't uninstall it. You can't do anything with it because it's blocking the vibration of allowing the good information or the good action to take place. So with self-observation, we may take notice that we act or react a certain way when certain people say things to us in a certain way, or they use certain phraseology. There's so many wonderful tools throughout the whole book, and it's each chakra, each energy center is addressed. The reason I think that chakra awakening is a really powerful tool, especially if we have business people listening in this moment or people who are trying to realign their lives in a productive way on maybe a career standpoint, you can also get an understanding of what people are about. Just like I was able to tell you about Aquamarine. Now, yeah, I know about you because of what you do, but also that makes total sense that an Aquamarine would be perfect for you. Well, if someone's wearing a lot of yellow, maybe they're a very mental person, or they're trying to gain more self-confidence and have the courage to do something. So there's different ways that we can even read people using this, not in an invasive way, but in a way that can assist us in our lives so that we can get along easily with others in a very compassionate and nurturing kind of a way. Does that make sense to you, Candy?
No, it completely does. But one of the things that I might ask about that is, you know, maybe you don't understand the colors, and maybe everybody doesn't have an affinity like I do that says, oh, I see I'm very drawn to this. How can we utilize this information when we're kind of maybe not so savvy about it?
Well, you know, well, of course I want to say read the book because that's
going to help you. Okay, we're going to stop right here. And this is not shameless promotion. This is real promotion. Okay, now hold on because now we got a minute to the next break. So go ahead and tell them how we can find the book, and we'll do this again before the end of the show. Go ahead, let them know.
Okay, well, it's real easy if you want to go to margaretannlembo.com. You can go there and click, and there's a link to Amazon there, or you can also buy it at thecrystalgardenstore.com. Your local bookstore is also another place for chakra awakening. And while you're on my website, I have a radio listening prize for all your listeners on Nothing But Good News Radio today, Candy. We have a place where a customer, a listener, I should say, can enter their name and email. And if they put the word crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-L.
We'll remind them again because we're heading off the break right this second.
Oh.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is Candy G and Margaret Ann Lembo. We'll be right back, and we'll tell you how to get that special gift.
Triathletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com, or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G. We look up, Candy G.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And I know you were listening to that commercial break, but I want to go back there and I want to talk about one commercial that we shared. And it talked about triathletes are buzzing about it, cyclists are buzzing about it, nutritionists are buzzing about it too. And I really want you to hear this commercial because I'm so excited about this particular advertiser and sponsor and what they're doing. It's Eat Well Home Catering, and it's delicious, convenient, affordable meals that are protein, carb, fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. I'm so excited about these folks because there are so many folks that aren't sure how to eat well. There's so much of this going on. I met with somebody today who's having issues with this, and I want you to know that if you call Eat Well Home Catering, they will deliver these foods right to your home from South Miami to Boca Raton, and that's eatwellhc.com, or you can call 786-991-6602, or you can email candyg@candyg.com, and I will make sure that you're hooked up with Eat Well Home Catering. And I will also tell you, it's great for diabetics also, and folks that don't know what to do. And I'm finding more and more and more folks that don't know what to do. I just want you to know it's a great, great, great alternative. So what I want to do is I want to get back to our guest, Margaret Ann Lembo. And we were talking about a way. I know I kind of cut you off quick, but let's go back and talk about how folks can go in and find your free gift on your website. And then we'll get back to my plethora of questions.
Well, the gift is a downloadable online gift, and you go to margaretannlembo.com, and you click on the left-hand side for Nothing But Good News. You put in your name and email. The code is Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-S, and you'll get that nice little information. If for some reason it doesn't work, which it should, just email me, and I'll make sure you get the info.
And like always, you can email candyg@candyg.com, and I'll make sure that you get all that good stuff.
Good. So, you know, Candy, I was thinking while I was listening to those great commercials, you know, I applied all these principles back when I was a mortgage banker. This is nothing new or new agey, really, for those that are, you know, maybe very set in a very corporate world. I lived in that corporate world. People used to tease me and say, you're wearing pinstriped underwear. You're so corporate, Margaret. And I applied all these good principles back then. I just transformed them into utilizing tools like scent, aromatherapy, and color and crystals color was always part of it, so that people can use it in their everyday life. I want it to be a very grounded approach. Not woo-woo, you know?
Well, you know what's interesting about this, and I love the fact that you're in the mortgage industry, because for me, I, a short 20 years ago, broke homeless single mother, set out to take care of my little baby girl who was 4 months old, had no family to turn to, but I had these years of study and all of these things that we're talking about and how can we apply them and how can we make a difference. And so what I did is I went out and applied them in the real estate industry. And in a very short period of time, I built a sales team to the top 4% in the world in my industry. And I worked for a big company. I was making more money in a month than a lot of folks make in a year. And that's not to say, oh, look at me, pat myself on the back, but to say a lot of these principles really work in mainstream anything as long as you apply it. You know, Margaret Ann, you and I both know that's the real deal. It's not knowledge is power. It's the use of knowledge is power, and use it to create the life that you want.
Said very well, Candy. You know, I really believe that as we take action, that's what this is all about. You know, people say, oh, your crystals are all woo-woo. And it's like, no, do you think jewelry? Do you wear bracelets? Come on, you know. Don't you have maybe an amethyst cluster as a paperweight? You know, there's gemstones are all over the place. So then it's just applying a positive thought. So you're focused on what you do want versus what you don't want. So every time you see it, it's simple. Well, you can put a rubber band around your wrist and accomplish the same thing. It's just the gemstones magnify it a little bit more because of their geological and scientific nature.
And I appreciate that piece, and I appreciate what you have to say. You know, a lot of the work that I do, I do inside the corporate arena. And what that means is there's a whole lot of folks that aren't woo-woo, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And a very mainstream, and a lot of these folks in a big way, I'm talking CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and all these folks that have gone to, you know, very well-established business schools. And I teach them the extraordinary power that we have when we think and the things that we focus on. And what I hear you saying is that what you have is just an additional tool to help folks focus, because in this crazy, crazy world that we live in, there's a whole lot of distraction and a whole lot of stuff that keeps us from focusing on what we want to focus on.
It's true. And this, especially now with all that we have going on at lightning speed on the internet, with all the media and information, the download is like almost unbearable. So these are also tools to help you have a connection with spirit, with your faith. It doesn't mean you throw out what your faith is. I always say, I didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's all about just incorporating tools to help you stay connected, to be wholly connected. It's mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So the spiritual part is part of this whole thing as well. So every single chakra, I have information provided to help you through to understand yourself better. It's a self-help book, really, Chakra Awakening is. It's a
Okay, so let's stop quick and go to one word, chakra. For those folks that are going, what are these two people talking about? What are we talking about? Chakras.
And chakras, so like, you know, I did mention a little bit earlier, it's just an energy center. So there are seven main chakras. Now there are hundreds of chakras, but the seven main chakras are the base of the spine, the navel, just below the belly button, also known as the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart center, your throat, the center of your forehead, also known as the third eye center, and the crown of the head. So just really oversimplified, I'm going to share. The base of the spine is about basic survival needs, food, shelter, water. That means money in our society. The navel chakra is about the gut feelings that we get in life and business and all aspects of our life, but also our creative vibration, our ability to give birth to reality. The solar plexus is having the courage and the self-confidence to be all that you can be, to remember your magnificence and live it. At the heart center, it's all about opening the heart to receive love, being a compassionate person. This is about being in ethics and integrity and having acceptance as well as tolerance. The throat chakra is all about communication, listening, understanding, being able to speak so people get what you're saying, and utilizing messages all around. Everybody's intuitive. So really good business people are extremely intuitive. They're profoundly clairvoyance and all of those good things. It's just that they may not label it that way. Otherwise, they wouldn't know when to make a business move or when to pick up that phone or who to call. Same thing at the third eye center, which is the center of the forehead. That's the place where we go for introspection and meditative work, prayer, about prayer, and the crown of the head, which is, I think, like a halo, just like angels and saints are iconized in artwork, is our location for connecting with the divine, with all that is, to know that we have that ability to tap in, like the great inventors. That's what they did. They were tapping into a higher knowledge and higher wisdom. And so that's the sum up for you.
You know, I so believe in this place about tapping into something that's higher, that's bigger beyond who we are. I know personally in my own life I've experienced this. I'm an avid meditator, and I have meditated for 35 plus years. It's like, how long? A long time. Oh, but it's okay. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. And just understanding the extraordinary power in that piece and that meditation, which is an entire show we could do together, yeah. I promise you, is a way to tap into that higher awareness. But being able to use crystals and stones to be able to tap into higher awareness, I think, is an amazing thing. And so when you want to awaken your chakras and awaken to some of that, how do you use crystals as a tool to do that?
Okay.
And in that same question, how does someone choose a crystal?
Okay, we'll start with how do you choose it, okay? So the best way to choose stones as far as I'm concerned, is either in your jewelry store, if you want to go to a mainstream type jewelry store, or your favorite little metaphysical shop or rock shop.
And that might be the Crystal Garden. I'm sorry.
It might be the Crystal Garden in Boynton Beach, Florida. Yes, thank you. And we do sell it online as well. But, you know, I like people to buy local. I think it's really good for the economy. So what I recommend when customers come in is just to go to where the gemstones are. And in the case of a jewelry store, just like you would look for anything, you look. And what are you attracted to? That's exactly what you need. But then you can take it a step further, and after you buy exactly what you're attracted to, you can investigate, what does that mean? Why was I attracted to that? Of course, I'm going to recommend you look it up in Chakra Awakening, but you can also take a look at, if you know anything about the chakras or the energy centers of the body. So now we'll take it a step further and say you were attracted to a yellow diamond or a golden topaz, and that you really want, you just love it, love it, love it. And you wear it almost every day. And so as time goes on, if you wanted to use that in a positive way, to use it in addition to it just looks pretty, you can realize, I'm building my self-confidence and my courage to step forward in life. So every time you look at that ring or bracelet or whatever kind of piece of jewelry, or a tumbled stone in your pocket, or a cluster that's a paperweight on your desk, it's a reminder. It triggers a conscious thought and sometimes an unconscious thought. I am courageous. I am worthy, and I am successful, and I am a good, good person that attracts good people into my life. And with positive thought, because everything is vibration and everything moves in a circular direction, I was going to say clockwise, a circular direction, when we send that thought out of goodness, that what we want, then it has to come back. And that's what will magnetize, because we broadcast our consciousness all day long.
So it's kind of like an anchor.
It is.
If you were going to take a look at, you know, for those folks that are like, all right, what's the psychology behind this? It's something that's called an anchor that says, we'll put a thought to this, and this is the thing that will anchor us in to that thought. Correct?
It does.
Similar?
That's a very good way of putting it. I haven't used that terminology, but I like it very much. It is an anchor. So it's a constant reminder. And, you could do it with clothing as well. You can dress the success with consciousness. So you go into your closet and you think about, I have a meeting today and I'm the lead person that needs to speak, and I need a little bit more clarity and the ability to express myself so people really get the message I'm trying to say. And maybe it's a day where you need extra charge around it, you know?
I love really good tools. I love stuff that's tangible that I can hold on to. So I'm going to hold on to you for a little bit longer. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to go to another commercial break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. And this is Candy G, and I'm here with Margaret Ann Lembo. Before I get back to Margaret Ann, I would like to tell you about a very special event that's coming up in May. I couldn't be more proud. I don't know how to tell you how proud I am about this event, but it is a TEDx event, and it's in Montreal. It's a full day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, and understand and spread success. I will be joining host Hisham Amrani, a recent guest on the show, but a very impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. If you know anything about TED events, and again, I couldn't be more proud to be speaking at one. It will inspire you, elevate your spirit to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities, and you will have a tremendous opportunity to network with CEOs, senior managers, university professors, and professionals from all fields to open yourself to entirely new understandings of success. TEDx Westmount will take place Saturday, May 12th in Montreal. Now, for more information, you can log on to TEDxWestmount.com, or you can go to CandyG.com, and right there you can click on to and check out this TEDx event. And I'm telling you again, this is one of those things that I couldn't be more proud. Absolutely couldn't be more proud. It's really amazing to say, hey, I'm speaking at a TED event. Okay. All right. We're excited. So, but anyway, back to our guest, Margaret Ann, who I love and adore and who has such amazing things to share. And we have so much to talk about. So I've got to be really careful about our timing here. And I'm going to, you know, we've been talking about crystals, but what I want to do is talk a little bit about the power of positive thought. So let's talk about that, Margaret Ann.
Well, the power of positive thought really is very basic. It's based on a universal principle. But before I say this, I have to say congratulations on your TED event.
I know. Excited. It's like... You know, for folks that know what TED events are, it's like, you're doing what? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Really, I'm really happy for you. Okay,
thank you, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, the positive thought right there, the positive thought. See, because, you know, and it's positive thought, it can be handled in so many different ways. First of all, it's connecting and understanding the universal laws. And the universe, one of the very basic universal laws starts out like this. Everything is energy. All energy vibrates. All vibration has a sound and goes out on waves in a clockwise direction or in a circular direction. I always say clockwise. It must be clockwise. But basically, it's like a boomerang. So any thought, feeling, emotion, words that you have on some level are vibrating out, broadcasting, just like this radio broadcaster is broadcasting out and sending it on an energetic level, which has been proven scientifically, so it's not woo-woo. You can check out the heart math stuff about it. These things really make a difference. When you send out a thought form, that thought form comes back to you somehow. That's why worry is really a waste of time and not a good idea, because you're going to attract exactly that which you're thinking about, what you're emoting about, what you're feeling about.
Well, you know, I'm going to stop you real quick, and then we're going to come back to this thing. And just for folks, you know, I mentioned my membership site, ivisionmylife.com. And if folks go there and on the About page, Margaret Ann, there's a 20-minute video where I explain the science of what you just said. Because what you said is there's science that says it's so. It's not just woo-woo. And if you go to ivisionmylife.com, there's a video that will explain 20 minutes. Just commit yourself to 20. I know how hard it is in this busy world. But to say, I want to know how this works, and explains the science behind that. So I really, really appreciate you bringing that piece up, because I never would have sent folks there had it not been for your comment. But thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, it's the basic foundational principle that upon which the rest of this is built. So without that understanding, you know, we start there. And that's why it's so important, I believe, to become conscious of what are you thinking. You know, when people say, oh, this happened to me, excuse me for the whine, but that's what I hear. And I'm like, and I want to say to them, and I often sometimes do depending, and I say it nicer depending, And I'll say, what were you thinking? And they're like, what do you mean, what was I thinking? It's like, what were you thinking? Were you focused on that? Were you afraid that was going to happen? I knew it was going to happen. It's like, well, if you knew it was going to happen, that's why it happened. So if you put your attention on knowing something you really want to happen to happen, if that makes sense. I just stumbled upon my happen there. But if you're putting your attention on what you really want, that's what's going to happen. All the rest is a waste of time and energy.
Well, and I know what you're saying is so the truth. And what a lot of folks don't realize is that when we focus on fear and worry, when we focus on those things that aren't going to work, saying, I hope this doesn't happen, I hope this doesn't happen, that they don't realize that that's what they're focusing on and that's what they help to create. They amplify it. They're just putting that giant magnifying glass on that thought process. And thoughts are things. What you think is what you get. And what you think is how you create in this world. And I know what you're saying is truth. So I'm here to say Margaret Ann is 1,000% correct.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you also see that way. And I know that that's also part of what you share and teach. So we're on the same page there.
Well, you know, I do. And you know, it's exciting. Margaret Ann, like I said, I get to teach this. I teach this inside the corporate arena with a lot of folks that have never touched this before. And what's really exciting for me is I just finished, in order to get through the process, it really takes a full 2-day event that I've, based on 35 years of study, put together, put out there, get out and do it. And I had the opportunity last week, Thursday and Friday, to teach a full 2-day event. I'm still recovering. I love the folks that were in the class. They were just hungry for knowledge. But seeing folks that have never, ever touched this information before that say, wow, could this possibly really be the truth? And to let them know, yes, it is more than exciting, you know, more than exciting. And I know you know what I'm talking about based on a lot of the work that you do.
I do. It's really fantastic, you know, and it's great that you're doing it there. I have to say I used to do this exact work when I was in the mortgage banking industry. that's where it came from. Do you remember that group? There was a group back in the 70s called, or the 80s, the Paul Meyer Success Motivation.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Paul Meyer, man, what a guy.
Yeah,
dude, Paul Meyer's amazing.
That's a lot of my training was stemmed from that as well.
Wow, amazing. You know, what I've found is a lot of folks that are extraordinarily successful. Really, and I've had the great opportunity based on the fact that Nothing But Good News Radio has been on the air for 9 years.
Wow.
I know, isn't that amazing? And I've had great folks. I mean, you just roll down, say a name, and I've had them on the air. And most folks will talk about how amazing this piece is. Oh, hear that music? One more commercial break, and we're going to get all of Margaret Ann's wisdom in the next segment. Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. Candy G here, and, you know, I so appreciate you spending this hour with us. All right, we're not quite there yet. Before we get back to Margaret Ann, one more thing I have to share. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County will present its fourth annual 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County event on Wednesday, May 16th at the Signature Grand in Davie, Florida. The event is presented by SG Resorts International and will celebrate and honor Broward's leading women. The night will consist of a live and silent auction, dinner, and fashion show provided by Lilac and Lily's Boutique. The audience will include a who's who of over 1,100 leaders celebrating and honoring the 100 outstanding women. The proceeds benefit the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. Okay. All right. So I have to share, for the fourth year in a row, I've been nominated as one of the 100 outstanding women. Oh, come out and celebrate with me. It's such an amazing, amazing honor to have my community recognize the work that I do. And so, hey, I may have a seat or two left at my table personally. If you're interested, email me, candyg@candyg.com, or give us a call at 888, what else? Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G. All right, Margaret Ann, we have 5 minutes left, you and I.
Well, again, I have to say congratulations. You're really on fire, baby. Mama mia.
I know. It's kind of like, okay, this isn't another Candy G commercial. Okay, it's not really, but I'm so proud.
It.
You know what? You know what the excitement? Thank you. Thank you. You're such a sweetheart. I'm sending you a hug right now. Do you feel it?
I do.
Oh, big hug. Oh, thank you. I have to tell you, what really excites me, it's not that Candy G, the speaker, is recognized at TED or the 100 Outstanding Women or all the work that gets done. It's that the work that I do, and here's where I have a tear in my eye and I got to wipe it away. The work that I do is getting recognized because it really does make a difference. And so that's the piece for me, Margaret Ann, that's the most important, just so you know. And yeah.
You're fulfilling your purpose, and that's the important thing, and helping people.
So what should we spend this last 4 minutes talking about? This is your 4 minutes, okay? What do you want to share that people walk away with? How do people find you? You've got the whole 4 minutes. That's 240 seconds, I think.
Well, thank you. What I definitely want is to please, I encourage you to go visit my website, margaretannlembo.com. And if you want to get my free email and more specifically a wonderful meditation, go on there and sign up for my email and you'll get a little free meditation download in addition to the prize that you can sign up for with the word crystals. Now, what I want to leave everybody with most importantly is, like, you can be anything. Anything that you wish and desire, anything is possible. Use your imagination, daydream. Focus on what you want and stay focused on what you want, whether you're using a crystal or a dream or artwork or however you want to manifest it, whatever thought forms you want to put out there, know that anything is possible. And we've seen it done over and over and over again. We hear about people who have been wildly successful and have said, I always imagined that I would be here getting an Academy Award. I've always had my speech ready. You know, they've done this in advance. So that's just one small example. Dream big and then believe in yourself and then take the steps to do something about it. You know, it takes action, move forward, and make a difference on the planet. Be nice to each other. Those are my biggest and bestest words for this moment in time.
Okay. So, Margaret Ann, in those words, that's at least three more shows that we could do. I'm just letting you know. The power of imagination. Be the best that you can be. Step out and do it. Oh, these things we could talk about on and on and on, and they're so important. You know, one of the things that that I talked about is I've got this membership program that I've been putting together. It's called IVisionMyLife.com. It's live, but we're working out a few kinks. We haven't officially launched yet, but you can go in and check some things out there. But part of what we're doing is it's not just online, but we're wrapping in an online vision board thing that's so cool. I can't even begin to tell you. You got to see it to believe it. And we're doing coaching conference calls, and we're asking guest coaches to come in and help coach some of the folks from MyVisionMyLife.com. And you know what, Margaret Ann, I was just wondering if you might consider being one of those guest coaches with us.
Well, on the radio with all these witnesses? Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Put you on the spot. Can't say no.
I love it. I'm building my own spiritual academy, and I'll have to have you on. I'll reciprocate. You'll be on my
Okay, show. Awesome. You know what? And I appreciate that. And reciprocate or not, you know, for me, it's about sharing information with folks that'll make a difference. And you know what? You've got the deal down. You understand. You know how it works. You've made success through this. And whether your languaging is like mine or not, or your languaging is like other successful folks or not, is that there is an extraordinary place to have something. So what I love about a lot of the things that you do is that you have something tangible that folks can hold on to and put in their pocket and think about and go, like, if I reach down into my pocket and pick out an aquamarine stone, I can go, oh, yeah, this is who I am. And that, I think, is an amazing thing.
Yeah, that really helps people. It helps you stay focused, and it's fun. It's pretty. Why not?
I hear you. And I'll also let you know the Crystal Garden has beautiful stuff. I have a beautiful angel statue that sits in my garden from the Crystal Garden. So it's MargaretAnnLembo.com. It is TheCrystalGarden.com. I have a coaching call with I Vision My Life on Tuesday. If you want to be part, email me, CandyG@CandyG.com. Margaret Ann, South Florida, loves you, and so do I. And so I want you to know we'll be back here next Monday. We've got great, great, great stuff going on. But for now, I just want you to get out there and do something remarkable. Bye.